So I'll offer a lightly guided meditation, which will be related to the talk. First, a period of grounding in the body. For many of us, this will be to ground in the breath. For some of us, it might be to focus on the whole body as your anchor, or sometimes people focus on the hands touching. But in some way, settle, develop more stability through a grounding and being with the body and letting the mind stay there as much as you can. And when the mind wanders, come back to some focus on some aspect of body awareness. We'll stay with this for about the first 10 minutes or so. As we continue to sit quietly, I want to invite for several minutes a form of body practice that can be very, very helpful for both formal practice and then bringing body awareness into daily life. And this is a practice first done in formal practice typically that personally I worked with for about 2 or 3 years as my main practice, including all the time and a number of retreats. And this is being aware of the whole body. And different ways this can be done. The way that I worked with it was to have a kind of outline of the body, almost like a child coloring, form the outline of the body, and then fill it in with awareness. And so the awareness of the body is in some ways a little bit vague. It's not precise in terms of seeing this sensation now, that sensation like that. It's not like that. It's more just an overall awareness of the whole body without focusing on the specifics or the particulars. So again, you can kind of get a sense of the outline of the body and fill it in with awareness, and then just hold the awareness there. When the mind wanders, just bring it back. We'll just do this for about 3 or 4 minutes. And as we again continue to sit quietly, I'd like to invite a short period, about 5 minutes or so, of bringing in a heart practice, like loving kindness. And the invitation for loving kindness, or it could be also gratitude or joy, compassion. Forgiveness practice, any of those, but for most of us, the best known will be loving kindness practice. And the invitation is to bring that practice for the next few minutes where it flows the easiest for you. For many of us, that would be with the being or beings with whom the loving kindness seems to flow most easily. And now, again, as we continue to sit quietly, a further practice, what I'm offering are a few formal practices which can be very supportive of daily life practice. And now I'd like to invite us to work with a teaching for about the next 6-7 minutes. Could be a teaching like you worked with Dawn, mindfulness of the body. Could be a teaching which I've often given on having the radar out for any moments of reactivity and working with the reactivity. And related to that could be working with the second foundation of mindfulness, feeling tone or Vedana, and having your radar out, as it were, for any moderate or greater sense of pleasant or unpleasant. And when that occurs, bring attention to it. Notice any tendencies with the pleasant towards wanting and grasping, with the unpleasant towards not wanting and pushing away. Sometimes it goes very quickly from, even automatically, from the pleasant to grasping, or from the unpleasant to pushing away. So that can be another teaching, but there might be a further teaching that you've worked with. And so just set that up and let the teaching guide how you practice for these next 5-6 minutes. Your choice of teaching. In a minute or so, I'll be ringing the bell. But I want to invite one further practice that can help us develop continuity between formal practice and more informal practice. This comes more from the Tibetan tradition, sometimes called mingling or mixing practice, although it's fairly commonsensical. This would be to see if you can have some continuity between the formal practice and what comes after, in this case, the bell rings. Can you have an intention to keep the particular practice you're doing? Or maybe we can say, maybe it could be the practice of body awareness or some form of mindfulness or some other practice that you can be doing right before we have the bell and the transition, and that you can keep going, in this case, through the announcements, and maybe even through the break and the talk and discussion. So what practice will be helpful for switching from formal practice to the announcements and so forth? Again, it might be mindfulness of the body or loving kindness. See what that is for you and shift into that if you're not already there, just for the next, minute or so. Then I'll ring the bell and see if you can keep the practice going during the announcements, even as you're listening. Okay?